What is going on, Fence World? Facebook, how is everybody doing tonight? I don't have my fancy Rodecaster tonight, so there is no intro music, but still the same podcast. Dan is sick tonight, so I am going to wing it, and I'm gonna bring on Mr. Corey Gentry to be my co-host. What's going on, buddy?
What's up, boss man? Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can. I can hear you loud and clear.
Thank
Loud
you
and
for letting
clear,
me come
man.
on and help out, man. I appreciate it. I just anything I can do to help you guys out with this, you know, I'm all about it, bro. I love it.
Absolutely. So, how was your week, brother?
It's been interesting. It has been a lot of developments, a lot of changes. You know, you and me, we run this thing pretty much through and through every day, and you see a lot of it, and it's just the new year brought a new unexpected change, and I'm all here for it, man. A lot of stuff, and a lot of people know what's going on. A lot of people don't, but for the ones that do, like, we got a lot of cool stuff going on, man. I'm excited for what 24 is going to bring for you and me in the future.
Absolutely. And as I'm changing our background pictures,
That's
we're going to
cool.
segue right into that. So, guys, we have a public service announcement, a new product dropping on the market. It's been in the market, but it's been primarily on the West Coast. But we are bringing it first off to Florida,
Yep.
and the goal is to bring it to the whole Southeast. So, with that said, Corey, I'm gonna let you take this little like PSA product announcement underway.
Oh, right on, man. A little impromptu. The Color Max wine is really awesome. We picked it up a little not too long ago. We had a customer who was interested in some corrugated metal fencing, and you know, you can always build it yourselves out of just, you know, whatever stuff you can find. And there's a few companies out there that make some stuff like it, but you know, we wanted something that was unique and something that was going to hold up and wasn't going to be a, you know, a two chuck and a truck special. We came across Color Max, and this quote went on for a while, and we ended up locking it in, and we got it, and then talking to the owners and all that. And the Color Max is actually an Australian branded fence company that has come to the US, and the US portion of it kind of went over different ownerships, and we kind of got it made. You know, we befriended the new owner and we got talking to him, and we ordered our first job. You know, it was about 200 foot or so, and the install was absolutely awesome. It's very similar to the way a vinyl fence would go in. You would think about it, put your post in the ground, bottom rail, panels in, top rail, secure it all up, and you're done. So the install is pretty smooth and quick. It comes in a variety of different colors. I believe there's almost 25 different colors it comes in. There's about four or five that we can have readily available, shipped out within, you know, within a week or two that are in the mainland. The rest of them we can have freighted over. It takes, you know, takes a little bit of time, but not horrible. 80 mile an hour wind load rating, a sustained wind load rating of 80 miles an hour, wind gust rating of 125. It's fire retardant. It's UV, it's all powder coated. It's like it's not gonna fade and, you know, and peel out like some of the other companies, like other products will. And it goes together just super easy. It's super easy to cut. Like, I mean, it's I've really was blown away with it. And the first one that we did, our customer was having their neighbors send them pictures of them of their fence, telling them how awesome it looked and that it was just so unique. And dude, it's an awesome fence line, man. I'm proud to be a part of it.
Absolutely. And a part of doing some of my research whenever you had brought this to me was I found out that this company actually started as a metal roof company in Australia. And they've been installing these metal roofs with the same exact corrugated panels that you see in the background for over 50 years. Not just that, but another really cool fact about this stuff is it's fire retardant. They actually use this for brush fires in California, Australia. They use that for all that stuff. So really cool product. Like if you're in the state of Florida, guys, and you are looking for something like this, give us a call. 850-723-0449, Gentry Farmhouse LLC.com, right?
Yeah, that's our website. I don't have it on the website yet. That's part of my I got that written down on my weekly objective list is to get all that stuff added on the website. But yeah, and not even just the state of Florida. Like we reserve rights to distribute in the state of Florida, but we can drop ship anywhere. You know, we can,
yeah.
If you're interested in this product, we can walk you through it. It is, again, it's super easy to go in. You put your post in, you know, your left post, you're actually backing up just really quick on it. It's really neat. All the posts are in post. However, you get two of them, back them up back to back, bolted together with self-tappers that are color matched that come with it. And now you've taken two in posts and created two one line post.
And man.
Yeah, it was super cool.
It's a really cool product, man. I really like it. And I'm pretty excited to see where it's going to go. But, you know, with that being said, that, you know, we can also sell outside of the state of Florida. Realistically, there's two people in the United States that you can get this product from, and that would be us and the other guy in Oregon.
Coming to Oregon. Yeah.
So, you know, what we're trying to do for the Southeast is to bring something closer with a little less freight charges getting to you out the door. So that's what we're trying to do at the end of the day. Like I said, if you are interested in it, if you have some sort of market for it and you would like to push it and you would like more like information, shoot me a message, shoot Corey a message. We can get you brochures, we can get you color swatches out in the mail ASAP. Other than that, bro, we got a cool guest on tonight, man. We got Miss Susan K. Worley from Southwest Automated Products, and she is also the executive director of the FWA, and she is a member of the women for the FWA as well. So let's go ahead and bring her on and let's get into it.
Hey y'all.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me, Billy and Corey.
How you doing?
Absolutely.
I'm digging that hat. You made me want to go get mine out of my truck.
You should always have a cowboy hat on when we're talking about the FWA.
You know what? Lesson learned. Next time we do this, I'm with you. I got you.
So Susan, you've had a busy day today online. I was scrolling, getting ready, and I saw you were already live earlier. I was like, oh man, she's just gonna spend her whole night live tonight.
Yeah, I wasn't prepared for that, even though I knew it was happening. I just wasn't like coming off of Fence Tech Week, trying to get back in the groove, catching up from a week out, and then meeting like 1,000 new leads on top of it all, plus World of Content leads on top of it. Like, yeah, I wasn't prepared to be on the internet all night tonight.
Yeah, no, I saw that and I was like, oh man, she's in for a long night in that chair right there.
Yeah. Thankfully it's comfortable and I got my heat and blanket on because I get cold really easily.
There we go. All right. So I did a little bit of research on your company after I asked you to be on the show. And I was pretty amazed with what I saw. You guys do a lot of stuff and a lot of facets of various different industries. I saw stuff that I used to do as a comm tech up in Maryland with like cameras and like door access controls. I was like, oh wow, so this is not just fence industry. So tell us a little bit about that. Or like your whole company as like a whole.
Yeah, absolutely. So Southwest Automated Security is a wholesaling distributor. Our goal is to kind of be a one-stop shop for everything from gate automation, access control, and video surveillance, but all the little things in between, because you don't realize like how much you actually touch. Like I can do doors, I can do, I firmly believe if you want it, I'm going to get it for you. We have 19 locations across the United States and we're an employee-owned company, 100% employee-owned company. So what that means to me personally is when you're going to call me, I'm going to answer the phone. Like, I'm going to take care of you. Like, we're family now because, like, we succeed as a whole if y'all are succeeding as a whole. So,
right.
That's in a nutshell.
Nice. How long have you been there? Just
7 years. I am fully
vested. 7 years?
Best automated. Okay. I love it. I can't even fathom a life without it. I came from hospitality before this. I was in the realm. There are no fencers in my family, no gate access people in my family. And I jumped in head first. They gave me an opportunity. And, you know, when God opens the door, you walk through it, right?
Absolutely. And you shut the one behind you.
Amen.
We're not going backwards. And, you know, it's funny how many people that are in the fence industry come from the hospitality industry as a background. I mean, I myself was a server bartender for 10 years. And, you know, like I run into so many other fellow like fencers and they're like, yeah, man, I was a server, cook, bartender. I'm like, it's a pretty cool thing.
The beer men stick out more than anybody to me when I think of that life, you know what I mean? And
absolutely.
They build a whole company. You know what? We come to the table with a different level of customer service and how to read people and how to understand their needs without all the extra words. And I think that's extremely valuable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So going forward to the FWA, what sparked such an interest for you to become the executive, director of the FDA or of the FWA as a kind of all around access control stuff? I mean, doing, you know, probably a lot of work in the fence industry, but you guys do a lot of stuff, like a lot of different products. So right. I'm kind of curious on that.
Well, I mean, if I'm going to be honest with you, like Brian reached out to me. I had a pretty decent social media presence on LinkedIn, and I'm the kind of person when I jump into something, I jump in like feet first. I don't think about it. I don't care if I'm going to drown. And like Brian's the exact same way. So like we hit it off immediately. They actually came down to Baton Rouge and actually interviewed me. I did not realize it was an interview at the time. looking back, I know it is now, you know what I mean? But I was just like, oh, my best friends are coming to see me. I'm so excited right now. You know what I mean? And he's like, no, I don't think you know what we're doing, Susan. I don't think you understand this is a movement. We're changing lives. And I have an absolute passion for it. I'm completely on board. Like, those are my ride or dies for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, whenever it first came out to be a thing, you know, I mean, I got to be honest with you. I mean, like we're AFA members and I was like, FWA. I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what is this?
Well,
and of course, I joined. Like I joined and then, you know, I followed and I'm one of those open-minded fencers, like, I don't give a shit if it works for you. I don't give a shit what tool you use, what process you use. Right. If it works, it works. You know what I mean? So I'm a very open-minded like person. So I was watching Brian's journey through like starting this 2 years ago. And I was like, me and Corey were like, what is this? You know?
Yeah.
And sure enough, it has blown up. And I mean, massively blown up in the 2 years that it's been around. And it just really intrigues me. And I really, really love what you guys are doing out there, not just for the big company owners, but also for the everyday guys who are clocking in and clocking out and getting a paycheck at the end of the week.
Absolutely. I think everybody matters in this industry from the top to the bottom. We're trying to bring some more stuff to the Fence Show in September that allow you to want to bring your team members in and your employees in because we're not anything without the people around us, right? You can run bucks all day long, but if you don't have good hands, you know, that are believers in what you're doing, that understand your mission and your mission statement and the value that they bring to the company, I mean, we're just, like you said, two guys in a truck.
Yeah.
Two trucks in a truck.
And there's nothing wrong that either, you know, we all started
here. We all started out as two trucks in a truck. We all
absolutely. So,
I mean, I was talking to a local fencer here, and you know, like I'm not going to drop any names because people are like, "Oh, chucking a truck's a bad thing," but you know, he doesn't want to be a $1 million company,
and that's okay.
And you know what? Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with making your money, being able to provide for your family, having play money, and that's it. There's nothing wrong with that. Not everybody has to own a $5 million company. And like whenever I met him, And he does good work around here too. He does really.
He's a solid. I know you're talking, but he's a solid competitor. He's awesome. Really, he's one of those you enjoy having as a competitor because you know that if you lose a bid to him, that customer, it's okay. That customer, yeah. It's like, all right, bro, good job on that one.
Right?
Yeah.
You got me today.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I mean, like,
yeah.
Absolutely. We all asked. We're like, you know what? Out of curiosity, who are you going with? I can take an L, but as long as I'm taking an L and I like the person that you're giving it to, hey man, that's not even really an L. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, we're all in this together, and this is a small town, and there's out of the 90 something fence companies, there's probably a good 7-8 that do extremely quality work that I have no problem losing bids to. Right. And it's just, you know, I mean, we all got to eat at the end of the day. So, you know, as long as they're not getting done out by that guy who sent the quote yesterday out for that to beat us, but, you know.
Oh, man, I wasn't even worried about that one. That's part of the, you know, what's so funny is you look at all the fence pages, okay, and all the fence network pages and also Facebook, and you see all the people who are complaining and screaming about how this other company beat them out by so much and how they, oh, these people aren't charged enough. It's like, why are you wasting your time being upset? Like, I got this guy trying to lowball me. Like, our bid was 14, you know, with financing and upgraded a lifetime warranty metal post and all this other stuff. And somebody else came in at 9 for basic. I'm like, cool. You have fun with that.
Right.
And then he's like, well, can you do any better? I'm like, take off the metal post. We go back to 4x4s. Absolutely. Yeah. And we'll take off the 8-foot sections, go 6-foot perimeter. Like, we can absolutely get you in your budget, but it's not going to be what we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm like, and he's like, well, you can't. I'm like, no, I don't. I won't. You, sir, get best of luck to you. Good day. Hey, did you do research on that company? Well, no. Yeah. Cool. I did while we were sitting here talking on the phone because he randomly sent me their quote. I'm like, I don't want their quote. Like, I'm like, cool, but I don't care about that. And so while we're talking, I'm like, who is, I've never heard of these people. I've been here for 5 years. Who is this? And it's like, oh wow, everything is stolen from other, from Google.
Oh, it was all Google generated photos. It was pretty funny.
Reviews. Oh look, no. Yeah, you go ahead and give them your 9 grand, bro. Let's see what happens.
I love hearing, do you price match? No.
No.
Not at all.
The dude yard was so steep, we probably couldn't even get the mini in there.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, so I guess it's a good thing that we didn't get it then, because
I'm telling you, I'm fine with hitting it. I don't want that.
The guys would hated it. All right. So something that I'm interested in, really, really interested in. My wife is also super interested in, like, as well. She's watching because she knew that we were going to talk about this. Is the women of the FWA? I love it. I love what y'all got going on. I don't secretly watch all of y'all's podcasts, but I pretty much watch a good 20 to 30 minutes of every single one of them. I love what y'all got going on. Give us some background stuff on that.
So ultimately, this is Veronica Richardson and Heather King's love child, is what I call it. They wanted to do things differently, and all I did was say yes.
Right.
And so they built a team around them of women who felt empowered to go out and basically educate people on everything in our language. You know, there's a language barrier between men and women. We're all speaking the same language, but I like to say thingy a little bit more than you do because it just makes sense to me. You know what I mean? And then on top of it, we're finding, you know, lots of women want to go to all these large events, but they have nowhere to sit. They have nowhere to sit. They have nobody to talk to. So if you've noticed, one of our new hashtags that has come up recently is "You Can Sit With Us," because your wife does not want to follow you around a trade show, hold your bags while you geek out with your dudes and talk about fence. They can come sit with us. They can create, get a support system with us. They can talk about their families, but we're also here to teach them about fence parts so that they can have that conversation with you. Cause she cares about your business. She cares right. about what you care about. Right. But she doesn't understand because she's never seen what that part is or how it works together. So like, that's kind of the ultimate goal right now, is just to bring women together onto the same level, anywhere from, you know, wives, girlfriends, manufacturers, distributors, sales, administrative. You know, a lot of these women have never had a place at these events, even though they're an integral part of each business.
Right, right.
So they birthed it and I said yes. And I keep saying yes. I didn't want to do podcasts. They got us doing Q&As. I wasn't prepared to do all these training videos, but I'm doing them on automation and access and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Because I believe 100% what they're doing is important and valuable. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely is. And I love the fact that we're not just focused on the women in the fence industry, because by far that is an awesome feat in itself, but y'all are also like focusing on spouses and other things like that. Oh, Corey, you went and got your straw hat.
Well, I love it.
I had to go outside. The kids were like peeping through the door and I had to get up and I was already like right in the garage. I'm like, well, shit, I might as well just grab it.
I love that you wanted to be cool like me.
I was literally looking down talking cool like and I like saw her laughing and I was like, what is she laughing at? And I looked up, I was like, oh, he's wearing a straw hat.
Well, it kind of got flattened. I haven't worn it since I broke my leg. So it's been like flat. So.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at here we go. There she is.
Now Corey feels better.
I can hear my wife walking.
Absolutely.
I can hear her like watching in the next room. It's funny.
I love that. That's so sweet. That's the kind of support. She supports you, but she doesn't always know, you know, what you're going through or anything like that. So like at these shows, she can come sit with us and just unload about how much she's tired of the Gatekeepers podcast at night, and she watches it and she loves it, but you know, and we're just gonna listen to her.
Yeah, right. Right. Actually, we were supposed to go to Fence Tech, but the stars didn't align. And whenever I told her, oh no, dude, you're good. Whenever I told her that like we were going, she was like, I'm going with you. I was like, okay, I mean, absolutely. I didn't think that she would want to go. And whenever I told her that like we weren't going, she was definitely disappointed. She was like, oh man, I was looking forward to going to Nashville. I was like, yeah, trust me, so was I. But you know, the stars didn't align, and don't even feel bad, Corey. Shit happens. But you know, we did not go, but I was in love with the fact that she wanted to go. It was great.
Yeah. It's important, you know what I mean, for like your families to see all the different sides of your company, including the fun stuff. Cause I think right. the shows are the fun stuff. But I mean, like, y'all gotta be in Vegas. I mean, there's gonna be a whole, I mean, the women of FWA are running the Vegas show and setting it out and just keeping it organized and going. Now, that doesn't mean like, you know, she's going to come in and work, you know, 3 8-hour days or anything like that. That means she'll probably come in and work an hour or two a day if she wants to. You know what I mean? We're going to be looking for volunteers as we keep moving forward. But yeah, it's going to be the most efficient show of all time.
I'm pumped. And, we've already got that on our calendar. It's already in our,
it's in our budget.
Booked, planned. It's already planned for us. But you know, I mean, like, since she's watching, babe, you're going to Vegas.
Plus $75 rooms. Plus $75 rooms at a really nice casino hotel. And on top of it, we're having demo days, you guys. I'm so excited about these demo days to be able to really, like I said, touch the machinery. Hopefully, people let me use it. Like, you know, I ain't scared. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Go out there and let's break a leg. Let's do it.
No.
I don't hurt myself. I'm just having some fun.
Don't break any more legs, Corey. No more legs.
How did you break your leg, Corey?
On demo day. No. job site accident.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That sucks. Yeah. Nothing fun like skiing or something.
No,
I was thinking about having this really awesome story where I was like, you know, there was this crazy motorcycle wreck where I ran into this burning building and this beam fell down and oh, but no, I got ran over.
And you saved a baby. You have to save
the baby. Yeah, save the baby in blazing inferno. And no, I got ran over by a bobcat. Yeah, that's
it. It wasn't 5 weeks ago sucked. So.
Man.
But hey, man, look, he's 5 weeks into a tib fib full break where I came and rescued him and his leg was at a 90 degree angle. And he's walking. He is full on walking without a cast right now. Ladies and gentlemen, let's see it. Let's see it.
Yeah.
Give me a walk. Look at that. No cane and anything.
Right,
oh, man, I love it. I love it.
Anyway, I don't want to talk about me. That's I want to talk about her. We only have her for so long. I'm in.
We're not going to talk about that.
I've been taking notes. I'm with it. I'm excited.
I've been watching you take take notes.
I love this.
Dude is a beast.
I have notes all over my desk, so I completely understand.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I took them before the show.
So, more on the fence show. Give us a little sneak peek of what the women have going on. What do they have planned for this awesome show coming up?
So what I love about these women is they come up with thousands of ideas every single day. And I'm like, y'all, we gotta do one thing at a time. So this year it's going to be bigger booths, better swag. We're in the process of designing new shirts right now. We're in the process of doing outreach. We're trying to reach out to the women in ag as well, because there is a whole group of women in agricultural fencing that we weren't even prepared for.
Absolutely.
When the team, because, you know, we split into, I did fence tech, the rest of the team did World of Concrete. They met with the women in concrete. And so we're going to start maybe going to one or two of their shows to just kind of get some advice from them, see what worked for them. Cause these groups have been around for a lot longer than us. You know what I mean? And we're all here to learn and grow and get better. You know what I mean? And then on top of it, Hispanics in fencing, at the first show, we did have several classes in Spanish. Jorge Velasquez, from Sparta Fence out of California, standing room only, amazing human being, just some good Q&A that really brought in a lot of people. But, you know, we're missing lots of people in the industry that need help, need training, want to connect, want to interact with people. So, like, yeah, we've got a lot going on, a lot of plans, a lot of big plans.
You know, all that conversation reminds me of is the clip at the fence show with Dan Blanc and I can't remember the other dude's name, and Victor Vasquez.
It was Victor Vasquez.
he got all mad about not having gate automator classes in Spanish. And so I love that you guys are having Spanish ran classes, because Vivi is my boy. I love that man to death.
Listen, I've had several sit downs with Victor and I do not speak Spanish, but I'm like, listen, if the conversation we're having, there's a disconnect. I said, I've got plenty of Spanish speaking people at SAS that we can pull in on this. It just takes us a little bit longer to communicate, he and I. But yes.
Right. You know, we actually talked about that last week, like whenever he was on, because he was on. I'm getting a bad echo. What was that from?
That's me. I'm sorry. I got told I was approved for this 10 minutes before it started. So I'm just like on an iPad, like balanced on a pillow right now. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good. You're good, man. I just heard like a mad echo in my headphones. I was like, whoa, what is that?
I just thought it was ADD and he couldn't hold still. You know what I mean?
Well, okay. So that is absolutely a part of it. I am 100%. I mean, I'll throw out a Rubik's Cube one-handed in under a minute. Okay.
But one-handed and driving.
Oh gosh.
But It's it's my leg, it's the laptop or my iPad wanting to fall over. It's just, I'm sorry. Like I said, I asked Billy right beforehand because he said that Mr. Dan was sick. I was like, well, if you want, man, I'm my 2-year-old goes to bed at 7. This starts at 7:15. I can jump in and help out if you just want me to be a smiling and nodding face.
I think you're doing great.
Awesome. I'll take that. I'll take that. Yeah, that's my personal fill-in. So, but no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I'm not quite as professional as you guys. I'm a little iPad here.
Oh man, no, you are all good, dude.
But the women are really excited to just keep a flow going, keep us on task. You know what I mean? They're excited to just shine and to let their light shine. You know what I mean? So that's all I want them to do. I want them to be happy and excited and do what makes them happy.
Can I throw a question? You mentioned Women of Concrete. How is that meeting another organization that's so as impactful, like as fencing and how our world is? And now you have like this whole concrete, you know, side of things. And now there's a Women of Concrete that's been established long before, you know, not say long before, but before you guys were. And now you have something that you like, okay, this has been working for them. How is that for you? Like, were you able to really just dive in and get a lot of good information from them that can help make the FWA better and also the women of FWA?
So I didn't get to go to World of Concrete, and all I keep hearing are just amazing things. So we do plan on going to the Women in Construction Convention this year. I believe it's in March in Houston, and then the Women in Concrete Convention as well. I want to go sit down in their training classes. I want to go sit down in their support groups and see like what we're doing differently, if we're hitting the mark appropriately and in the direction we need to be. But I also want to make sure that we're bringing in the kind of training that people actually want and value. I don't want to copy anybody, but I mean, like, if they're doing it right, I mean, I don't see where there's a problem. Because you have to remember, like, when we think of fencing, we think of just us, right? But I mean, we're forgetting the gate people and the access people. They fall into that realm as well. I firmly believe fencing isn't just the actual perimeter of your backyard or front yard or whatever. It's literally your full home perimeter. And I want people to start recognizing it that way. You know what I mean? People in concrete, they're building fences, but they're also building other structures as well. And so are many of these fence companies. And a lot of people haven't heard of us from either direction. You know, Brian's constantly reminding us, like, all of these associations together are only 10% of the industry. Where's the 90% rest? They're in construction associations. They're in, you know, concrete associations or cement associations and stuff like that. So, I mean, I think there's a place for everybody.
I think that's outstanding that you guys were able to locate other, you know, people who share the same goals and values and, you know, the wants that you guys have, but in a totally different, you know, industry I think that's awesome. Then you can kind of pick and choose and get other help from people. And, you know, it's just, you don't know what you don't know until you know it. And so if they have these answers, it's not about copying or anything. It's about learning.
It's about knowledge.
Yeah, exactly. We're not going to reinvent the wheel here, but damn, maybe we can make it better.
Right. Like, well, and what's even funnier is like the Women in Concrete, they have the exact same logo as we do, with the exception of our hard hat's been changed on Rosie the Riveter. So, I mean, you know, we didn't even know that we
Rosie the Riveter. I love it.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Is that what it is? Is Rosie the Riveter?
Mm-hmm.
That's my new favorite thing.
Is good. I love that. That's good.
She was free. So
I just
lease, right?
I hear that like Rosie the Riveter. Okay. And I think back to like, you know, World War II area where like, all the women, like women can do it too. You know what I mean? And that's why I see like Rosie the Riveter, like we can fit like, blah, you know what I mean? Like,
Definitely. Well, you know, I was in the Navy for something like 8 years. And so like, you know, one of my first costumes getting out, say it again.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. No, I'm sorry. I thought you said something else. And one of my first costumes was Rosie the Riveter in our coverall costume. And I'm like, I kind of feel badass right now. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's awesome. I love it. That is really, really cool. See, that's where I am. That's where I'm glad that Billy is so big in the FWA, because I had kind of went a different route. Like, I got asked to be on the board of directors for the AFA's Florida chapters. And all of last year, I just sat in as an extra. I just sat there in the Zoom meetings like this. And yeah, cool. No, you know, just chimed in when they asked me something, you know. Well, this year they asked me to take a board spot. And so this is what I really love about all this stuff is that Billy's kind of dived into the FWA a lot, and where I've kind of went more the AFA route. But what I love now is that this is really turning into something. And I'm so glad that Billy is now, you know, yes, ma'am. Sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm also on the board for the Gulf South chapter of the American Fence Association.
Are you really?
You don't have to choose one, my friend.
Well, right. But I'm saying, like, you know, the FWA is relatively new. You know what I mean? And where a lot of my time and attention has been running this business and trying to give them what time I could give and doing everything else. And Billy's over here like FWA, FWA, FWA. And I was like, all right, well, what do we got going on over here now? You know what I mean? And I love where this is all going. And I hate to say it, but man, this has got so much more momentum than other things. You know what I mean? Like, this is going to be.
We have a team full of energy. That's for sure. Michael Brooks, Sean King, Brian Fredrickson, every single woman on the Women of FWA, every single one of our brand new ambassadors, everybody's motivated to just keep moving forward. So, you know, and with Brian, who doesn't stop coming up with ideas, I'm just like, could you shut up for a second? You know what I mean?
Does that man sleep at all?
I mean, he sleeps on West Coast time. You wouldn't know because the phone calls start at 6 a.m. your time and don't end until 11 p.m., you know, my time in Central.
I'm saying, like I see him post at all hours of the day, just about every day. It's not like once a week or twice a week. I'm like, bro, do you ever sleep?
He does, but I think standing up with his eyes open.
Like, is he looking
phone
at
in
him?
Hand, making a post, like, hold on a second.
Right.
Hey, are you going to, I don't know the dates of it yet, but are you guys going to go to the Expert Stain and Seal? That should be coming up soon, shouldn't it?
So I so terribly had planned on going. We didn't realize whenever we did our first Vince University training, it's on the exact same dates. So the 8th and 9th, I believe, in Las Vegas, we converted one of our rooms in our office to a training room to basically do a gate operator startup session. It'll be our first one. The class is going to continue to grow, but everything we're doing is to make sure, like, when you open up a motor, like, most people don't even know what that looks like. You know what I mean? They don't know what the parts and pieces are. So we're not just talking about, like, installing a gate operator. We're understanding, like, the actual functionality so that when you get into the troubleshooting process, you can learn how to streamline it.
So I personally would love to do that because I went and paid the money a year or so ago. Billy and I went down, we drove down to South Florida. I did a gate automation design course. Billy, you did the, what was the one you did, Billy?
I did Finch University just to get the certificates.
Right. And I'd say what we got into, a little bit of gate automation this past year in 23. And I really wish at the time that 2-day, 3-day course that I took would have been like a week long course or something even a little better to where we had some more hands on because we could design it and get it, make it legal and make it work the way it's supposed to, you know, make it look the way it's supposed to be, make it, you know, on paper. But then when we got there and actually got to selling and installing them, we're like, customer service, what's it?
Tech support,
that's why you partner with a really great distributor like Southwest Automated. You have a salesperson, like, you know, believe it or not, I can actually troubleshoot some stuff over the phone. I don't like to admit that out loud too often because I want you to call your manufacturers. But if you even go to our website at Southwest Automated and go to the events line, you can find out the troubleshooting courses we're offering all across, you know, our 19 locations. We have access control startup courses as well, access control troubleshooting courses. And those are even partnered with Tony Thornton Fence Consulting Group. So
I tell you what, that's a bad man.
I was about to segue right into that. So I'm so glad that you brought it up. Are you planning on going to the, what does he call it? The Fence Summit upcoming in March?
It's what end of March. It?
I won't be at the March Super Summit. I did the one in December, just before the holidays. My March, I think we have a training school in Kansas City that I'll be attending.
I mean, who's busier? You or Sean King? I mean, let's be for real.
I got a hold of Sean King today and I was so excited. I talked to him twice today because I had to ask him some questions. He's like, I'm scared I'm in trouble right now because you're calling me. I was like, no. But I mean, that being said, look at this beautiful Sean King blue y'all have over here. Like, when y'all gonna let him like sponsor your show for Mr. Fence Academy?
Oh, that's all Bill is. I'm sure
there's already I've talked to Sean about it. I'm working on some things on the back nine right now.
Yeah.
We've been talking.
Okay. I love it.
We've been talking. And it was funny because whenever I interviewed Chris a couple days ago, because I don't know if you know, Chris Steele is in our market.
Of course I know Chris Steele.
Okay, well, he's a competitor of ours. He's here.
We used to be like legit next door neighbors to him.
Really?
Like, our shop yeah. was less than a mile away from him. All right. We love Chris Steele. He is a wonderful person in the Pensacola, Milton Case area for the fence industry. But like I interviewed him and he was like, yeah, y'all studio would look real good with that like Mr. Fence Academy sign behind you. And I was like, how do you even know about that? I was like, I just was texting Sean about that 2 days ago and I haven't told anybody.
That's funny.
It was good. It was good. But yeah, no, there are like talks of that. So that's in the works. We got a couple good things going on as far as sponsorships. And of course, there's always the merchandise store, which helps as well. Because again, this is all funded out of my wallet, Dan's wallet.
Yes, I understand.
Believe it or not, podcasts are not cheap.
No, they're
like,
not.
like I got started. I was like, oh yeah, okay, this should be, you know, just buy some equipment and just get it set up. And then you're like, oh man, I gotta pay to post myself online. I gotta pay for this. I gotta pay for that. I gotta pay for this. I'm like, all right. Yeah. So let's try to get some sponsorships. But we do have a merch store as well, and all the proceeds go right back into the show. They help pay for all of our subscriptions that we have to pay for monthly. And if you would like to, there are shirts, we got hoodies, we got beer mugs, we got tank tops, we got all sorts of stuff. And it's pretty affordable. Go right there, gatekeeperpodcast.com, and go check us out for that. But other than that, Corey, you got anything else?
I mean, actually I did have something. I'm trying to remember which one.
Go
it was.
Ahead, bro.
I got
go
a
ahead.
Oh, what was it? What was it? I forget which one it was. I know I hit about the concrete. I know I hit about that. How long have you been with Southwest Automated Distributors?
Who? 7 years.
7 years. Okay, run on. And what I know, what Billy was saying again, I'm new to this, you know, as far as, you know, doing research and asking questions. So I'm trying to pick things apart to ask at the end. You were talking about how products beyond fencing that you guys offer. What came first, other products, and then you got into the fencing side of the automated stuff, or was it fencing first and like, oh wow, this ties into other things as well, let's bring that in?
Good question.
That is a good question. So Southwest Automated is an actual bread and butter gate operator company. Okay. I've actually done like a full history of the company. They started off as like FAAC of Texas. They were like the leading distributor and installer of hydraulic gate operators. So they started with FAAC and high security. And as they continued to grow, they started adding more to basically the portfolio. So when I came on, we were slowly introducing video surveillance. So like I came on at a time when like it was brand new to us and I was getting to really learn it at the same time along with gate operators. And then in the last few years, we've really expanded our access game because we're starting to realize, like I said, all of this kind of interacts together. You know, the controllers, you know, control the gate, they control the video, they control the doors, and they all just kind of come together.
I knew that would make you laugh. I don't understand the inside joke, but I saw him post it a couple times and I was like, all right, this means something.
It does.
What is the hundo?
It was from Tony Thornton Super Summit back in December. We got extremely inebriated, several of us. We were up until 4 a.m. I stayed sober for the most part because I had to drive me and Brian back to the airport for 6 a.m. flights. And it's a 2-hour drive from the Tulsa airport to Monkey Island. And so they got to go to bed and we had to drive back and avoid, you know, deer in the road. Brian, you know, they don't apparently have deer in Las Vegas. I don't know what that's about. No. But I'm like, keep your eyes peeled because, like, we're looking for beady eyes. He thought I was joking the first time I said that.
Until you see a whole family of them just leisurely walking just hanging out.
Dude, one time in my, I know we got to get off here. Really, one time in my 20s, I was.
Oh, no, dude, we got another 15 minutes.
Okay. Oh, you're talking about that one time in my 20s, and we live in Northwest Florida, Southern Alabama. And actually, at this point in my life, I lived across the state line in Alabama. It was like 2, 3 a.m. I was out doing some hood rat stuff, you know, my late teens. Really. Had a little fast little car, and I'm just doing I knew I was doing over 100, and just down this back road, and I ended up going right through a herd of deer crossing the road. Like, how I didn't hit any of them, because, like, for a brief moment, it all slowed down. I could count almost every single one, and I went right through the little mini herd. I was like, what the? I'm gonna slow down now. Yeah,
it only takes once.
I remember absolutely. That. I put a sign in front of that building. I don't know. I missed that part.
Yeah, same here. I'm just clicking on just random comments. But
this is fun. You guys get to do this all the time.
What? Yeah.
Like, this is fun.
I try not to do it every week. I just try to hit now, and say you are live, and then jump out.
No, I love doing this. This was one of my want to do for a long time. And I remember, like, finally voicing, like, because I had been thinking about it for, I don't know, 11 months. And I finally went to my wife and I was like, hey, I really want to do a podcast. And she was like, okay, explain. I was like, you know how we can be sitting out here at, like, in the summertime, we love to sit outside. I will sit outside from the time I get home and eat dinner till it's time to go to bed. And we'll just sit outside and talk. And like, that's what we'll do. So like, we were sitting outside and talking, and I was like, you know, all those times that we're sitting outside and talking and it's like Friday night at 9 o'clock and some random fence guy calls me and she's like, yeah. I was like, I want to start a podcast for that. So that way I can tell everything. And not have, which, don't get me wrong, I love it. I love that people call and ask me for advice. It's great. But, like, it got to a point to where I was, like, scrolling my Facebook messages. I was actually looking for Corey to message a reel to. And I was like, I'm literally doing, like, 4 pages. And I don't even know any of these people on my Facebook Messenger. And, right. Like, once it got to that, I was like, okay. I started thinking about it and thinking about it. And I was like, babe, I'm going to do a podcast. And she was like, okay, jump for it. And you know, we're here. This is episode 15. So we're well in.
Wow.
Well in the 3-month mark right now. And it was just always my goal, because I always started out as an installer, to involve the installers in the modern fence world, because as a whole, you go and you look at the fence pages, it's a bunch of owners. And whereas I'm an owner and I'm not trying to downplay that, like, I really want to get the installers involved in this industry, because I feel like once we do that, we move forward times 100. It's not just the owners pushing for it. It's everybody pushing for it. Almost somewhat like a union, but without the regulation.
That's kind of how we feel about the FWA. Kind of like a union without the regulation.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, that is kind of my main goal around this thing, is to, I don't care if you are a chuck in a truck or if you're a single guy and you only work by yourself, because that's how I started. I worked by myself for 4 years.
Right.
4 years, no helpers. And
I hired helpers.
No, none of them. None of them. It was just me, myself, and some post hole diggers.
Hey, on a side note, I know what Amanda's talking about. She goes, I remember that. Didn't you put a sign in front of the building? Do you remember when we first moved into our old location? We were there for like 2 or 3 months.
And then a magical high steel sign popped up across the road, across the driveway.
I do remember that.
That's got to be what she's talking about. And then I was a smart ass, and I was kind of pissed off at first. And I kind of hit Chris. I'm like, dude, come on, like, for real?
He's like, oh no, I got back to the shop at like, it was in the summertime. So I got back, it was dark. So it had to have been like 8:30 at night. And I'm pulling out and I'm driving my work truck at the time. So it's got them blue brights. And I pull up to the stop sign and I'm like, are you serious? The high steel sign staring me in the face.
Not and like it was turned to see you in the passing traffic.
So I like got a picture of it, like, and I sent it to Chris, and I was like, "I see you."
You know what I did? I ended up. I did a weed eater. He put it, or it wasn't Chris. It was one of his older sales guys. But he put it in like really tall grass. So I was like, after like my little moment of what. You know, it was over. I was like, all right, I got you. So I took a weed eater over there, the mini skid with a bucket full of red mulch, and I weed eated all the high tall grass around it. And I took a shovel and I put nice decorative red mulch around his sign, and I videoed it. And I was like, I should post this. I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't. Like,
funny,
still got the video. I still got the video. But I was like,
It was a good video. But I got a giant laugh out of it. Like, Chris was like, oh my God, I did not do that. That had to be the sales guy. I was like, okay, I don't care if you did it or not. I thought it was hilarious. I'm like pulling out after a long day and I'm like, really? Really? But I thought it was funny.
So I thought it was neat because that was about a year and a half ago, you know, and that was whenever we got our first brick and mortar like rental place, you know what I mean? You should have posted. I think I still got it, man. But Chris Steele and High Steel Fencing was still this idea to chase this standard in our area because we were the two chucks in a truck. And now here we are in year five and 5-6. And, you know, Chris Steele and High Steel was like, that was that idea. That was shit. He started from nothing. He's got a little office. He's got like a little lumber yard. And he's got, how do we get that?
Yeah.
You know, how is he doing? And I remember like we were still building wooden frame gates and, you know, and our gates were sagging and stuff like this. And Sean King was trying to tell us how to do it. And we were telling him like, oh, we don't need your help. And then like, okay, after like a year or two, threw that ego away. And we started like, okay, well, this is working for them. What's he doing? And then we befriended him. And then it was like, all right, we started buying stuff from him and started helping and doing this. And now here we are. Five years into the game, and Chris Steele hung out at our shop today. Like he's, you know, whenever I broke my leg, he bought a lot of inventory I had to help me liquidate some cash. Like we've developed a great. I feel that whenever that sign was put in front of our office, it was a little like, but then I was like, hold on, Mike, we're starting to get seen now.
It was a life changing moment.
It was like okay, this person that we thought Chris did it for until we asked him, you know. A few days later, and I remember that moment. I was thinking, like, all right, we're being seen now. Like, okay, these other companies are being, and it wasn't long after that another company in town tried to buy us out. And at that moment, I'll give you
your own
location, your own this. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, this company that's $5 million, $6 million a year is trying to buy us for, or trying to buy me for 80. Or like, what? Okay, we're doing something. You know, for this to happen, and then this, for this, that, this, and then me and Billy and I started. Man, I'll tell you what, like, it's been fun. Sorry,
I love it. I love that. I love how much y'all love Chris Steele. I like him that much too. He's a good dude.
I mean, he's a little ugly, but he's a hot. I'm just kidding.
He's a little ugly.
Honestly, he's pretty.
Oh man, he's a great guy, man. And I mean, if anybody who's watched the podcast knows that I always say that if Chris hadn't messaged me that day 6 years ago, I would not be sitting in this chair right now talking on this podcast.
If you and I hadn't gone, if I hadn't gone to Chris's crawfish boil, his second crawfish boil, and you and I hung out, because you and I had talked online back and forth, and then you and I actually met in person at Chris's crawfish boil, and then a friendship was made, and
It was then that, I mean, talking about how tight-knit the fence community really, truly can be. And mind you, Chris Steele and I were a mile apart from each other at one point in time. And I remember, you know, again, that idea to chase, that location, that brick and mortar, that, you know, that sales trucks, the wrapped vehicles, the this is what somebody who's got it going on has got it going on. And I remember at that place, like, Sean King wasn't there, but Colin was there. Wasn't Colin there that day?
Yes, yes. It was Colin and his fiance.
At the time, yeah. And this is being several years ago, but this is back before the days of the driven post system. This is still back when dry pack was the debate. You know, not now it's driven post is debate. Right. But you know, there was selling the Little Beavers, and I was like, man,
I remember that.
So much money, and you were there. And Chris walks up and he goes, dude.
He was like, you got a credit card?
Yeah, he goes, put on your credit card. He goes, I promise you, Corey, if you use it the way it's meant to be used, by the time that first month statement's done, it'll pay for itself.
And I was standing right there. I was standing right there when he said that. I was like, man, Chris is a salesman and he don't even know it.
And he did. He helped facilitate a sale for Sean King and Mr. Fence because I bought – I bought their version, they had the 8-horsepower Little Beaver they gave me a straightaway and something else or bought a straightaway, whatever it was. And that was like the moment where my fencing stuff changed. Cause now I'm learning about, okay, well, if I invent, that was like the first big purchase. That was before we had brick and mortar. That was still, we were working out of an enclosed trailer, dragging everything around with us everywhere we went, you know,
this is before I even actually, we actually made our partnership. This is whenever I was still a one man show.
And that was something, man. I'll tell you what. So like the camaraderie in the fencing world really can't be there. If everybody can just quit
being there,
each other, like there is, you know, and I used to think like, oh, well, Chris is taking jobs from me. We can't build every fence. We don't want to build every fence. No. And I was like, oh, I get what you're saying. And it's like, and it was the little things like that that really started clicking over the several years now. That was just like, all right, now we're getting this. So, sorry, I just turned
about. No, you're good. I totally.
No, absolutely.
At Fence Tech, one of my direct competitors came up and they're like, I just wanted to meet you. And I had a nice conversation with them. I'm like, well, we'd love for y'all to be at the fence show. And they like looked at me and I'm like, man, we're all here to make money. Yeah. There's enough money to go around. There's enough business to be had. Sometimes you win. Sometimes I win.
Yeah, I'll tell you something that's pretty cool. You know, with me breaking my leg, we had to have a very big dynamic shift in the business that Billy, you know, that we run. You know, we had to go from a point where, hey, I can't leave my house. Like I'm stuck in this freaking couch, man. Like I lived on that couch for 2 weeks. Like this is where I'm, you know, and, luckily it happened over Christmas. It happened the week of Christmas, but luckily it happened the week of Christmas and not in peak busy season. And, you know, we've had to shift our entire dynamic and now go to a subcontract installation model. We're now, okay, now we're still selling the fences. We're still doing the quality control. We'll start doing everything we normally do. But instead, now we're going to teach. And this is where Billy is shining like a golden light, is because now we get to teach other people the standards that we've paid money to learn.
Yep.
And because we want them to build our standard. Hey, we won best in Pensacola. We won this. We've got this going on. Like we somewhat know our shit. And what's neat is now other fence companies are wanting to build for us just because we've always tried our best to keep professional and not burn bridges. So we've gotten, as this is now in its fourth week of subbing, we've got 5 people, other local companies that want to build for us.
That's amazing.
And yeah, we had another one today. You were there today when Mr. Miller called and asked if we could work for him. I'm like,
I even talked him into learning how to drive posts. He was like, I don't want none of them driven post jobs. I'll take a wood digging set job. And I was like, bro, come on, you don't want to learn how to drive posts?
Oh man,
he was like, silence. And I was like, come on, dude, I'll show up. I'll show you how to drive 10 of them. And I promise you, after the 5th one, you're going to get it. You're going to get it and you're going to love it and you're going to run with it. And he was like, all right. And then like his next question, where's the job at?
That was like, his next question. Where's the job? Where's it at?
Instantly piqued his interest. He was like, okay, where's the job at? I was like, man, if I got to come and spend 45 minutes of my time to teach you something, which I absolutely love doing. I love
you're a good teacher, man. I love it.
I have really realized in this past year and a half that like one of my passions is teaching people how to install fence. And like now that we're in this business model, it's like, ooh, okay. Like I get to teach people all the time. All right. I was like, dude, I'll show up for 45 minutes. And I promise you after the fifth one, you're going to be like, okay, go leave now. Cause it's so easy. It's just like, you ask yourself, why haven't we been doing this the whole time? Right. You know, but that goes back to the whole driven dig and set, you know, fight and
drive that. Man,
at the end of the day, bro, I'll install whatever fence you pay me to install.
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, you don't want to do a driven post installation? Absolutely. Here's a dig and set. Let's go.
Yep. And yep. So, you know,
that is money. Where we shot ourselves in the foot this last year. You want to talk about ownership and owning your mistakes and owning the F-ups? Was we dove straight into the no dig and got rid of concrete completely. We left that entire market for something that we were trying to create. And that was a mistake that we kind of made. However, yeah. Now going forward, now like, fuck it, we're just going to offer both. Why can't we offer concrete digging? That we have all the augers, we have all the tools for it. Why are we going to let this stuff sit on a shelf? Whenever, okay, cool, Mrs. Jones can afford, you know, a $10,000 driven install, but she can afford a, you know, an $8,000 this install. Like, okay, cool. So your $8,000 is as good as that $10,000. Let's go, boo boo.
Yeah, Corey can talk, huh?
I'm sorry. It's the end of the night.
No, you're absolutely good. Get it out, man. Get it out.
Hey, turn that little 17% up, right?
17%, baby, 17%.
All right. Well, hey, go ahead.
I can't say that on the
air. One more thing.
No, I can't say what 17% is on the air. Like, we'll get flagged. Like, I can tell her, like, on off air.
Corey likes to be 17% gay at his
estimate. Every estimate.
At his quotes.
And, I said, girl.
He loves it. He's like, I turned that 17% up a little bit. And I got that check, boy. I was like, hey, put it in the bank, man.
Hey, you can't go past 17 because that's the 17 is that magic number. Cricket up 17. It's that customer service voice. You know what I mean? And see, look,
even my wife said, Corey, that needed to be
yes.
Voice gets higher. You start talking a little faster. You start kind of like, okay, a little bit head nod. Yes, absolutely. Oh, you want a gate over there? I tell you what, let's get you that 5-foot gate. Let's beef it up just a little bit. What do you think? Lawnmower? What size lawnmower you got? Okay. Oh, man.
Man, there he is. There he is. Going to full salesman mode right here. Live on the internet, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Well, Miss Susan, I very much appreciate you coming on. You're welcome on the show. Co-host with me anytime you want to. Let's stay in touch about the fence show. And I do want to actually get my wife involved and become a member of the Women of FWA. So if you don't mind, after we get off the air, will you just shoot me over that link for her to sign up, and I'll go ahead and shoot that over to her. But other than that, I mean, you go ahead and drop all of your socials, like tell people where to find you at, where to find everything that you're all about at.
Thank you.
But we will see you next time, Miss Susan. And again, very much appreciate you coming on the show. And you have a wonderful night.
Ma'am, you have a great night. Thank you.
Bye, y'all.
Billy, thank you for letting me be part of this night, buddy. I appreciate you, ma'am.
I'm not really removing you yet. Here you are. You're still on. All right. So that was a good one. That was fun.
That was a lot of fun. I appreciate you letting me kind of step up and kind of and help out. It was like last minute, like, oh, shit, 10 minutes till let me download this app, figure it out.
Absolutely. Next time, turn that light off behind you.
Oh, the overhead light?
Oh, yeah, brother. You got a mad glare on your face.
Oh, shit. My bad. I didn't say
something. You good? I'm like, You know, I'm just letting you know for next time. But anyway, well,
hopefully there will be a next time, my man, because that was absolutely pimping. I enjoyed the hell out of that.
You enjoyed that?
Dude, that was really, really neat. I mean, I asked some decent, for a 10-minute heads up, I think I asked some pretty decent questions. Was able to, you know, I don't think I talked too much.
Nah, man. You were good. And I very much appreciate you coming on. And again, I am going to put up another one of these in the background. Guys, if anybody is interested in any Color Max fencing in the state of Florida, give us a call. Go to the website. Shoot me a Facebook message. Shoot Corey a Facebook message. Shoot the business a Facebook message. We'll get you hooked up with some Color Max fencing.
Was it Kevin Poole, you said?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mr. Kevin Poole, I know I have to get you your price list on the Color Max. I will work on that tomorrow. I promise. I'm sorry, man. But I will work on that tomorrow for you, sir, if you're watching.
All right. Well, we got another price sheet going out tomorrow. But anyways, guys, if you do want a brochure or some color swatches, I think we have like 100 swatches of each color. And there are 25 by, just like for an FYI. Like, I know you kept saying like 27, 20, 20 something.
Is it 25?
There's 25 different colors. I just sent them off to Kevin. We have 100 of each color swatches right now. If you guys are interested in it, shoot me a message, shoot Corey a message. I'll send you out a brochure. I'll send you out some color swatches, and we can get to talking, and you can offer your clients a beautiful corrugated metal fence. Let's just real quickly. This is a black one. This is the one that we actually installed right behind us. And at nighttime, it is so black, you can't even see it.
Yeah, it's awesome. Like, again, these are just taken with my iPhone like 10 or whatever I got. You know what I mean? Is that the pictures do not do this fence any justice. The gates, for any of you, I can't even tell you who's still watching this, but the gates kits are super easy to install. They come with full-blown left brackets for the top and the bottom that are all one giant U-piece as far as for your heights. You cut the rails like you normally would, and you attach it all together, and then you just fit your panels in so you can make it, you can custom make your gate sizes per width on the fly in the field. It is corrugated metal, so it's one of those fences you do want to wear it with gloves. You know what I mean? It's no different, but the same thing with aluminum. You can cut yourself on aluminum. Just, you know,
and with vinyl, you can cut the shit out of yourself with vinyl.
Absolutely. So it's just one of those things that, you know, you have to know the product you're using has edges on it. But what's so neat about this is that everything is color matched, as opposed to there's so much stuff on these that make them. I said it's like installing a vinyl fence, but at the same time, it is a totally own thing. So in that photo behind you or any of them, it looks like each one of those pieces are individual louvers. They're not. That is actually three individual sheets that are lined up and overlapped at the very end. So you think about it. You put your post in on one side, put your post in on that side, put your bottom rail in where it needs to go, lock it in place, and then you drop 1, 2, 3 panels, top one goes in, and you're done. It is that fast. The first one took us like an hour of just kind of messing around trying to figure out. After that, actually, I think it was Dan and I, we installed the last 80 or 90 feet in about an hour and a half.
Y'all flew through that. I had to go run an errand. I forget what I had to go do, but I left and there was holes dug. I got back and it was built.
Once we got our rhythm and we figured it out, dude, we were flying through it, man. It was exceptionally efficient. And again, the fact that, again, I love post, master post. You know, I love any of the metal post installs. This is not designed for driven systems yet. I'd like to see that one day, but for right now, this is still for a traditional dig and set style of install.
But man, hey, you guys know what? If you guys buy this and you push this enough to where we can talk the Australians into making something to drive it, so that way we have something to back us,
yeah,
we can absolutely get it done. But but one or two people talking to the Australians is not going to get a driven post system going.
No. Shit, where was I going off of that? But
My bad.
No, you're good. I was going to throw something else on that. It's a 6 foot tall fence, but they have the louver tops that you can put on there. Or what's neat is the fact that top and bottom rail can go anywhere on that channel. Let's say you need to put a rot board on the bottom, or you need to, because this is a straight vertical system, you really can't follow the grade as far as doing it on a slope. So a lot of times you do have to stair step it down. Well, I stair stepped it by using scraps for the bottom on that one side to have that heavy drop. But what's neat is that the way they push this is that they use wood. So now let's really start talking about this. Let's say you want to put that bottom on there for a stair step or even for just some decoration. Then you throw some stain on it and you can really make this a custom between the 25 different colors of stain. You know what I mean? You can mix and match and make this fence just gorgeous. I want to sell it just so we can show more of it, man.
And I'm going to go ahead and give the hidden Easter egg. How big of a pallet did that stuff come on?
Oh man, this is another cool thing about this. This job, our first job, Billy, can you go back to the midnight one, the black, the dark one?
Yeah, give me a second. Keep going.
Yeah. So this one shipped in and whenever it arrived, I remember asking the guy, where's the rest of it? Because I'm expecting to see, can we order a 12-foot double gate? We ordered all this stuff, and it comes on a single wide 6 foot long pallet. I'm sorry, It was a 6 foot long pallet, and then the post just overhang. Anyway, but it was all, this 200 foot job was all in one pallet. I'm like, where's the rest of it? The guy's like, this is it. I'm like, bro.
It was maybe 2.5 feet tall.
Yeah, it
from
was
the pallet, from the right. Pallet. Like after the pallet, it was maybe 2.5 feet tall.
Yep,
stacked on top of the pallet. And I remember getting to the shop because y'all got it like in the middle of the day, and I got back and I was like, "Is that all?
Yeah.
Where's the rest of it?
Stacks so neatly." Excuse me. It stacks so neatly that let's say that same amount of fence on, for vinyl would have been half a truckload just because of how big the damn posts are, just because of how, you know, how wide, how thick and how wide the rails are and everything. You don't get that with this. These are panels. Each one of those panels you see behind our videos is three individual sheets of that corrugated, and they overlap and drop into place. Yeah. So what you see is that 8 foot run, right? That 8 foot panel is three sheets that are overlapping, locked in on both sides. So they're locked in on the sides, the top, the bottom, and they overlap in the middle at each joint. And then I don't know if you can see at where the post is. I mentioned this earlier, is that the post, every post with the exception of the gate post, are classified as ends or end post. So whenever you're doing this, and this product is very cost effective to what a vinyl fence would be, maybe a little bit cheaper than vinyl. But each one of those posts are two end posts that are backed up end to end, and you run five or six, you know, self tappers that it comes with up in the corners all the way up and down. And now you've just made a double post.
Right.
It makes it easier if you need to attach to a house, having that one flat side, not trying to go through a big vinyl post or something like that, because that channel is only 2 inches. So you can drill your holes, mark, and attach it straight to the house. And now it's really not going nowhere. And you don't have no funky hardware or nothing like that. Or, you know, trying to figure out how can I cantilever, you know, I have a, we have a footer on the house. How do I cantilever this post over with the vinyl? There's no more of that. This will go straight to it, attach on. The gate posts are a little bit different, but they go in the same way. There's a lot thicker gauge metal. Dude, we've had zero callbacks on that one. It's been up for 2 months now. And we've had our very first one, zero issues. Everybody, again, we have screenshots of the neighbors that have said how phenomenal that fence actually looks in person. And I'm sorry, I've been building fence for 5 years now, professionally for 5 years, and it's not that often. We've built beautiful fences, But it's not that often that we get sent the screenshots of other people comment, like the, that just doesn't quite trickle the way it does. You know what I mean? Right. And you know, right. Sure, you get plenty of compliments and badass stuff like that basket. We've got tons of stuff, but to have somebody else go out of their way to send us the screen, it was just neat, man. It's this product is really cool.
Oh yeah. Well, guys, if you guys do want it, if you are looking to order it and you are on the East Coast half of the United States, shoot me a message, shoot Corey a message, shoot the gatekeepers a message, and I will get you to wherever you need to go. You can give us a call at 850-723-0449. That's 850-723-0449. And we will get you lined up to order whatever style of color max that you would like. Other than that, bro, we are going to get out of here for the night. I very much appreciate you being my co-host tonight, dude. I had a whole lot of fun. It was wonderful. Yep. Other than that, bro, I will see you in the morning, dog. Let's get some fence in the ground.
We're doing that banger tomorrow, right?
We're doing that little 20-foot job tomorrow. Me and you are going to go, we're going to go play with some tools and actually install a fence and not let somebody else do it.
Yeah, there you go. It'll be my first, even though it's only 20 feet, it'll be my first fence back with my broken leg. So it's going to be fun. There we go. I can feel it already.
Let's do it to it. All right, guys. Thank you so much. If you do want to follow us, please do that. Everything helps, even if you do not support money-wise. Any like, subscribe, follow, any of that stuff, all of it helps. But if you would like to buy something and get something out of it, you can go to gatekeeperpodcast.com, get yourself a shirt, tank top, sweatshirt, beer mugs, stickers. I've got 150 stickers on my kitchen table right now. If I see you out in public, I'll buy you some. Just ask for some. But other than that, guys, we are logging off. Thank you so much for watching, and we will be back here next Tuesday at 7:15. And with that, y'all have a wonderful night.